Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Wow, I wasn't prepared to like this study that much. At first, I thought the sample size was a little small. But then, most surveys that focus on high-end buyers don't have a lot of respondents anyway. Oh well, let's drill down on an interesting finding that I didn't report on in the post. And that's the intersection between the need to share content with the buying committee and demonstrating our value. Many times, how we package our impact isn't that shareable. Here are two ways to solve that problem. First off, let's talk formats. Notice on the report that case studies are shared at 40%. Now, that doesn't sound that much, but the number one spot, survey reports, are at 45%, so it's not that big of a gap. So case studies look like our best format to get our value shared. And that means we need to make sure that these pieces have what makes content shareable. According to this study, quick-hitting insights and telling a strong story are on the short list of what gets shared by this group. Our next steps couldn't be more clear. Another idea? Don't bury the lead. Typical survey reports start off with highlights for a good reason. Do our case studies do that? Or do we make folks read the entire report or listen to the interview? Hey, I'm guilty as charged. What we could do instead, use the best stats or insights in social media as a lead-in for the piece. Or we could position the case study as an uplifting story. Again, lead with what makes these buyers share. What I learned from this study is that having a strong track record isn't enough. We need to package our impact in a way that not only gets shared, but also influences the buyer's peers and stakeholders. If we work with organizations, our buyers need alignment and buy-in for their decisions. Package our impact the right way, and we can make that easy for them. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.